Globe Manufacturing, Dennis speaking.
Hey, Dennis, this is Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, just giving you a call. I wanted to follow up on the conversation we had yesterday and just make sure you received the email that I sent.
Yes, I did.
Yes, okay.
I did. I think we're gonna hold off until after we get refinanced from the bank and see where we stand.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's in the process. Our building's going to be appraised next week, and then they figure it'll be about another week and we can close. So I don't know.
Okay, so we're looking at a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're just going to hold our breath and hope that customers start paying us, because everybody seems like they're slowing down.
Yeah.
Paying, and of course, then we look like junk. So that's the battle plan.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, we'll stay in touch. I'll check back with you, in maybe about 2 weeks.
There's one other thing that we're definitely going to be doing, and again, we're going to wait until after we're done getting financed through the bank. I want to lease another couple of pieces of equipment.
Oh, okay.
And they'll both be new, and one of them is a bandsaw, a vertical bandsaw.
Sure.
And then the other one is a pipe bender.
Oh, pipe bender, okay. Did you have any idea on what those were going to cost?
Well, they're built right here in Wisconsin that I did not know about. They're only about 40 miles away from us.
Oh, that's close,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, so, well, probably a little longer than that. But anyways, I think the pipe bender's around 7, and I believe the bandsaw is around 7.
Yeah, okay. I actually just did a bandsaw about a week and a half ago, and that guy went for about 8, so that sounds about right. Okay, and
which one you get?
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'd like to get a do-all bandsaw, but I can't afford the new ones. Just in the old ones, there's just too much shit involved.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Never know what you're gonna get.
And yeah, a lot of times getting that new one. Yeah.
Under warranty.
Oh, absolutely.
So the plan is to go and see what they have there, and then if we have our financing lined up, then we'll probably just bring them home.
Okay. All right.
So that'll be in a couple of weeks. I'll be starting to think about getting on over there and looking at that stuff. Like I say, if the financing's in line, then all I have to do is just sign some papers and we're on our way.
Yeah, and get to business.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dennis, like I said, when we talked the first time, we have you pre-approved for both the working capital side and the equipment finance side.
Yeah.
So if you do get to the point, what I found a lot of times when you bundle those together, money's a whole lot like paper towels. When you go in bulk, you save
yeah.
a lot of money on it.
Well, that's what we're doing. I personally own the building, and
nice.
But the bank thinks that if we combine a equipment note that we have, and I think that's around $18,000, and then the building mortgage and a couple of other little nagging bills out there, that we'll save ourselves $2,600 a month.
Oh, not a bad deal.
No, it's not. So that opens up the gate, to look at some more equipment.
Yeah, okay.
So, and that's what we're looking at. That's the battle plan, anyways. But you know how that stuff goes.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the plan tomorrow. I'm
take it as it comes.
What the hell's going on? So, anyways, keep in touch. I've got your email. I'm keeping it. And if indeed I run over to Manitowoc and take a look at those parts, then I'll be back in touch with you and see what we can do.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Real good.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time,
Dennis.
Thank you so much. All right, have a good one.